Well, welcome to Local Matters. We are especially pleased today to have as our guest Dr. Mark Stevens, who is Senior Associate Provost at Tennessee Tech University and Professor of Economics. Mark, welcome.
Well, good afternoon, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's great to see you and great to reconnect. Now, you and I go back a long way, but some of our listeners probably don't know much about you, so tell everybody about your background and sort of how you got to be a professor of economics and how you got to tech.
Well, it started out probably when I was fairly young. I had the opportunity to travel with my family, and we lived in several places overseas, Brazil and Australia, when I was growing up. And I was looking for some type of program that would let me play off of that international experience. And so when I came back to the U.S. to go to college, I majored in international economics. And then I went on to graduate school at University of Tennessee and completed my doctorate in economics there when I came to Tech, so which is when I met you.
Yeah, and that's been somewhere in the 1980s, I guess, when we met first,
Fall of 1980.
How about that? Mm-hmm. How about that? And so you spent... did you do any high school in Brazil or any schools?
I went to high school for 2.5 years in Brazil, and I actually graduated from high school in Australia.
Graduated in Australia. Wow. Yes. So what are the big differences in the school systems? How would you characterize differences?
Well, in Brazil, I was fortunate enough to go to an American-based school, which was very much like school in the U.S., but when I went to Australia, that's based on the British system, and it was very different. And so I only got to spend one semester there. I actually moved there in the middle of my senior year, but it was quite an experience. Wearing a uniform to class every day
Wow.
was quite a difference for me.
Yeah, I'm sure the British system, what I've seen of it, would appear to be quite different.
Yes.
Well, you do a lot still internationally at Tennessee Tech, and for years you were the chief person at Tech directing international studies. So talk about what you do at Tech and sort of why international students are important to Tennessee Tech.
Okay, well, I've been involved with international programs directly since about 2000, when former Provost Barker asked me to get involved and oversee what was then our first year in the Magellan Exchange, which you're very familiar with, I know. And I have worked on various projects with Study Abroad ever since. I've taken students overseas on short class trips and overseen the study abroad program for quite a few years now.
And you and I have traveled together overseas on a couple of times.
That's right. And I don't know if I let you know or not, but we had a graduate this past year from the dual degree program
at Aachen. About that?
He got his diploma at Tech and immediately left and went to Aachen and got his diploma there as well in business.
How about that? So got a degree from both a university in Germany and a university here in the States.
Yes.
Well, that is pretty neat. This is Local Matters. We are talking to Dr. Mark Stevens. And so, Mark, we've been talking about international students. Why is it important to have international programs at Tech, and why are international students important to the university?
Well, as you're very well familiar, I know, we live in a global economy now. And if we're going to educate our students to be effective and prosper in a global environment, they need to understand how things work outside of the United States. And a lot of our students haven't had the opportunity to travel the way I did when I was growing up. And so by bringing students from other countries to the U.S., it allows our students to interact with people from all over the world, and it really broadens their perspective as well.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking the other day, if a tech student went to work even here in the Upper Cumberland, if they were in White County, they might be working for a company that if they were invited to go to corporate headquarters for a meeting, they'd be going to Germany. And if they were in Putnam County, they might be going to Brazil for a corporate headquarters meeting or to Barcelona, Spain. In Jackson County, they'd go to Japan.
Yes.
So we've got literally the world right here in our Upper Cumberland region.
Right. A lot of people don't realize how many of the companies in this area, not to mention Tennessee, have international connections.
Yeah, literally all over the world. The world does come to Tennessee, and it's important that tech expose our students to that. Well, how do they interface with other students at Tech? Is that always an easy thing for them, or is it? I've seen them have a lot of fun with it over time, too.
I think having international students on the campus really increases and improves the diversity. They fit right in. Students coming from other countries obviously come from different cultures, different language backgrounds, etc. But in some ways, they're all the same. And they mix right in with our students, and our students befriend them just like they would if they were from county in West Tennessee. It's really fun to watch. And these students do bring a lot of new and different ideas. They look at the same things that our students look at, but they look at it through a very different lens. And it helps both students. They both grow and learn that way.
And they get those students get a great exposure to Middle Tennessee and to the United States, or at least this part of the culture of the United States. We have to remember in the U.S. that we've got one sort of blended culture that in Europe would be maybe 20 countries.
That's very true. Now, a lot of our international students and study abroad students that come to Tech, they take the opportunity to travel a lot here as well. They go to Nashville, Atlanta. Some of them go to New York or Chicago to see while they're here, the same way our students do.
That's
right. Our students that go to one of our partner schools in, say, the Netherlands may travel every weekend. They may go to a different country every weekend while they're there.
I was with, and I think you were on the same trip. I don't know if you were with a student, but a student from Jamestown who was in Aachen, Germany for an exchange with Aachen University. And I asked her what the differences were that she'd seen already. And she said, well, first, people don't drive cars. They ride bicycles and they walk a lot more than we do. And she said, second, I've been in every capital in Europe in just the brief time that I've been here because the trains go everywhere.
That's right.
And so those students had a Eurorail pass and could go anywhere on a train. So it's a great experience for an exchange student to get that kind of exposure while they're still young and relatively mobile.
Definitely. Yeah, it's a fantastic opportunity for our students. The university does have a fund that helps defray part of the cost for students who want to go overseas. The university will typically pay their transportation costs to and from their partner school, and that really lowers the barriers for our students to go overseas.
Well, and you mentioned partner schools. Talk a bit about some of the partnerships, the alliances that Tech has, and sort of where the major partnerships are.
Okay. Well, we have partnerships with schools literally all over the world. Some are in a consortium. We're a member of Magellan, and there are about 15 universities in Europe that are part of that, and there's about 15 or so in the United States. So our students can go to any of our European partners. And in that program, we also have a lot of bilateral agreements with universities where we sign an agreement with a particular school, say, in Scotland, and then our students can go there and their students can come to Tech. We have these kinds of partnerships in Japan and China and different parts, Malaysia. And we also have some in South America as well.
So they can go just pretty much anywhere in the world, whatever gets their particular interest up.
Right. We have opportunities that will allow them to go pretty much anywhere they want to go.
Well, this is Local Matters. We're talking to Dr. Mark Stevens, Senior Associate Provost at Tennessee Tech, about international exchange. And Mark, you mentioned the students were had a chance to see the rest of the country. I was with an exchange student over Christmas, and she's from Japan, but loved it here in the Upper Cumberland. But she had been to New York City and seen things that were a little different than downtown Cookeville. And she'd been to Las Vegas because she wanted to see the Grand Canyon and thought while she was in that end of the country, she should also experience Las Vegas. So she's seen part of our culture that's quite different than the Upper Cumberland.
Right. She may have seen more of the United States than some of our own students have.
Well, I think that is one thing an exchange student inbound has tended to travel before. This young lady from Japan had studied in Australia back before she came here to Tech. Mm-hmm. So they do travel the world, don't they?
Right. And we have some of our students who have gone on multiple exchanges and to different countries as well.
And that's just a great eye-opening experience for them as they do it. Well, this is Local Matters. We are going to take a break. We have been talking to Dr. Mark Stevens.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Well, welcome back to Local Matters. We are talking to Dr. Mark Stevens, and we're talking about international programs at Tech, including the chance for Tennessee students, Tennessee Tech students, to go on exchange to other countries. And Mark, employers like to see that, don't they? They like to see that experience.
Definitely. It shows a willingness and a desire to experiment and to meet people of very different cultures and backgrounds, and to be able to work with people from all over. Because as we pointed out earlier, there's a good likelihood that even if they stay in Putnam County, they will interact with people from other countries.
I know when Volkswagen was recruited to Chattanooga, you and I both interacted with them during that time. And one of the first things that when we asked what the universities in Tennessee could do to help them, they wanted Tennessee Tech engineers, and they wanted a lot of the skills that are across the state. But they also said, get your students to other countries and send them to, and they mentioned Aachen in particular, because they already had some great partnerships with the University of Aachen and Volkswagen. And that continues to work well, it seems to me, that Volkswagen still encourages that kind of exchange.
Mm-hmm. They do, and we've worked on expanding some of our programs like the one we have with Aachen. We now have a dual program, a 2+2, with a technical university in China for engineering, and we get several students every year from that school to come to Tech and finish out their 2 years to get their degree.
So what you've traveled extensively. So what would a student who decides to go to a technical university in China, what kind of things would challenge them, would challenge an American student going over there? What would you advise them to think about?
Well, we have a very extensive orientation program for all of our students that are going to go overseas. We assist them with getting all the proper documents. First thing is to have a passport. And then we work, various countries require visas, and we work with them to make sure that they get all their documentation. Then we have orientations with them to kind of prepare them for what they're going to see when they get there so that we can minimize the degree of culture shock when a student does go to a foreign country, because anybody who hasn't traveled before is going to experience some feeling of that, especially if it's a country where very few people speak English or they're going to an area where they don't speak right. English. And so, you know, they've got to be ready and up for that challenge. But usually it's a very eye-opening and life-changing experience for them in a positive way. Not that everything goes according to plan, but that's part of it, learning to adapt, learning to respond to challenges like that.
I taught a very brief seminar in Doto University in Sapporo, Japan, a few years ago, and to a group who did not speak English, so it all went through an interpreter. And that has to be a challenge to the listeners. It's obviously a challenge to the professor, but it's a challenge to the listeners,
too. That's true, yeah. Now, most of our students, except for language majors, we have a number of students at Tech that are majoring in Spanish or French or German, but most of our students are not, and therefore they're going to schools that offer programs in English. But still, when they walk out of class, that stops. And so they've got to learn how to, you know, adapt and get by in a country where people don't speak the language that they do.
And there's so much more than just the classroom, isn't there? When they go outside in the evening, as you say, right, they're in a different world than they see here in Middle Tennessee.
That's true. And I think a lot of the learning that goes on for our students takes place out of class. They spend a lot of time together just doing things that students would normally do here, but there it's different. They're doing different things, and they're doing it in a different language and a different culture. So it's a very, they are learning literally 24 hours a day there.
This is Local Matters. We are talking to Dr. Mark Stevens from Tennessee Tech University, and we're talking about exchange programs and international programs. Mark, I know my son, John, went to, as part of his undergrad studies, went to the University of Caen in France, and he sent me an email one day or a text and basically said, I got up this morning, had a bagel with my my host family and tea, and then I walked to a castle and ate a little bit more of my breakfast bread. And then I walked a little further to a fortress that had been built in the 1200s and then caught the bus to go to the university. That's not an experience he would have gotten here.
That's for sure. It's the places where our students go offer such a wide range of diverse cultures and backgrounds and languages. It's nothing to go and see relics that have been there for hundreds, if not thousands of years, which is different than here in Cookeville.
But it's part of the education that you get in these kind of exchanges.
Right, and that's what I mean. They're learning the whole time they're there, not just in the class. Every experience is an educational opportunity there.
Now, Mark, there are faculty exchanges at Tech also, both inbound and outbound. Talk a bit about those.
Right. We have faculty that go on longer term, they can go on a full semester, although sometimes that's a little challenging if they have families here. We also have opportunities for them to go on shorter term trips where they may go for a week or 2 weeks to a partner school and just provide a series of lectures in their discipline. We do the same thing with faculty coming here. We've had faculty from our partners in France, Finland, and Germany, and the Netherlands come and give lectures in various disciplines on the campus.
And there are some folks at Tennessee Tech who are recognized experts all across the world. I know Dr. Mike Gunter travels extensively, and he's been invited to speak to the British Parliament and to the European Common Parliament, and is an expert on Kurdistan, among other things.
Right. He gets invited overseas frequently, paid for by typically the foreign governments that are bringing him over there or foreign institutions. But Michael has traveled extensively and is an international expert in his field.
Well, when a student comes to Tennessee Tech, often they have a host family or some kind of a host organization. We probably ought to give a shout out to the Rotary Club that does this at the high school level a lot each year, where Rotary exchanges go both inbound and outbound. Our students go somewhere else and someone hosts a student here. But that happens at Tech too. There are support groups for these students.
Right. We have a host family organization. They will agree to not necessarily, we have different groups, some where they live with the family, others where they simply have them in at various times during the semester for dinners and things like that, or they'll take them to Nashville and to various events there. So it's a very good experience, both for the student and for the family.
It's a great two-way experience, and some students need probably the family experience, and others may not need that at all.
That's true. I mean, a lot of our international students and even the exchange students either live in the dorms or they live in apartments here.
And we have quite a few who are graduate students and live in and may be married even when they come here.
Right. Yeah, a lot of our graduate students have already traveled abroad and or gotten their undergraduate degree in the United States. And so they're very comfortable with being here.
What do you advise international students when they come to Cookeville or when they come to Tennessee Tech? Are there any special challenges that typically you know they're going to encounter if they're in their first experience?
Well, we want them to interact with all of our domestic students as much as possible. That's really the point of coming here, is for them to meet students from all around Tennessee and other parts of the United States, but to just be one of our students. And we have a series of events for them at the beginning of each semester to try to get them connected and to interact with our students. That leads to generally the best experience for them. We don't want them just to sit in their room and study and go to class and then go back to their room. That we want them out and about and
that's part
doing
of
things.
Hopefully
them.
Why they're here is
that's
to
right.
learn those cultural experiences and differences. And there are just some great times. I know the Rotary Club is hosting a Festival of Ireland here in town, and there's a Festival of Lights for Diwali night, the Indian student population and faculty and others in the community from India come in and have a great
right.
evening that includes some wonderful food. Well, international exchange is a really important program at Tech, and Mark, I know you've had a lot to do with forming that, and so I want to thank you for all the great work that you've done, and thanks for being with us today to talk about it a little bit.
Well, it's been a pleasure to be here, and I've enjoyed every minute of my work with the international students and study abroad. It is just a very, very enjoyable program.
Well, this is Local Matters. We have been talking to Dr. Mark Stevens, Senior Associate Provost at Tennessee Tech University. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.